It is The Riot on Radio U.
Happy Friday, guys. Welcome to your Friday podcast and obviously the start of the weekend. Like, that's nothing. No, it's the weekend.
Nikki,
you had no idea.
It's a big deal.
It is.
And I don't
want... Needs to be highlighted.
Don't take away from it now. You've been wanting it all week. It's finally here.
I'm not the only one.
Don't undersell it, underplay it, unappreciate it.
You're right. Let's enjoy it.
We're very glad to have it here. And I'm also glad that we got to... do this podcast intro. I've been sitting around waiting for Nikki to get done playing Super Mario Run. So we
I
can
was
finally...
doing a rally thing, and I thought you'd be longer, but I can't just end a rally and just quit it, because
yeah.
then I lose my little guys.
You lose points for rage quitting?
No, I just lose the toad guys. Are they, what are they called? Toadstools?
Sure they are.
Something, the little mushroom guys.
Yeah, so, toad.
Yeah, toads. What?
Wait, are they... Are they toads or
the little guys?
I know exactly what you mean.
I lose them to the other opponent if I quit a rally game. So,
and so is that like a versus?
Yes, because you can play the levels, but then on Super Mario Run you can play rally, which is the bigger part of it. And that's what I was doing while we were getting ready for this podcast.
So, okay, toad is and I mean, you know, like at this point we're. I'm in a wiki here, so toad, also known as mushroom retainers and mushroom people.
Yes, the little mushroom guys.
So toads, that's what they're toads or mushroom people.
Okay.
So
that's who I was.
You don't want to lose your toads.
I did not want to lose my mushroom people.
Yeah.
I don't know which one I'm more comfortable saying.
I feel uncomfortable with both.
Well, enjoy this podcast.
Yeah. Let's see. Stuff that's in the podcast today. I mean, I could just shut up and you'd find out on your own, but let me read to you. We get some clarification on the Oreo eggs, which I'm totally... I have a couple of friends in Canada. I'm reaching out.
You should.
I'm reaching out. I'm going to give them a shopping list because you'll find that there's two food items from Canada in this podcast
really
that we
wanting.
Want. Yeah. So we spend time just looking through Netflix.
It's Friday. You do it too.
Yeah.
Don't fib.
We talked through a few, let's see, movie trailers, some machete talk. I sell something on the Facebook Marketplace, and I have another career lined up for Nikki, though, as per usual.
Don't
she's
spoil
a little.
It.
Okay.
Maybe I do like it. Maybe
she's
I
excited.
Don't.
She's very
What's
excited to see where it goes.
So enjoy this podcast. Don't forget Radio U Riot on Facebook. You can always talk to us, message us, post there, or riot@radiou.com if you ever want to email us.
Hey, listen to this sound.
The laptop is closed. The day is done.
The laptop is closed. It is The Riot.
This is some of the worst riot you've ever heard. Ever. No, like worse than that. It's the worst of The Riot.
Nikki, I'm glad that you noticed.
They look very, very nice.
That I got some new glasses.
Yay, they came in.
They did. They came in yesterday. If you've never heard, well, okay. I bought these from a website called zennioptical.com. It's Z-E-N-N-I.
Now, Obi, long time ago, used to spend a lot of money on glasses.
I did, which is funny because I don't wear them that often, though lately I have taken a liking to glasses over contacts. The only place that's not that great is in the gym because I don't wear my glasses in the gym and I feel like I just squint at people and I can't see anybody. Well, I mean, I can, but it's like I can tell... I don't know if you're a girl or not, but I can tell you have long hair.
Sure.
That's all I
so in case you're at the gym and you're like, he didn't even wave at me.
He never even talks.
He probably did not even see you.
I'm just like, I'm so in the zone. Like everything just gets blurry after that. Just the weights in me. But yeah, so I got them. I've spent a lot of money, but I found this website, Zenni Optical, and they're super cheap. I bought two pairs of glasses for $40. And yes, that includes the lenses, the frames, the whatever. But that's not the only place you can do that. If you poke around online, there are a lot of websites that offer cheap glasses. And I, of course, was very skeptical at first, so I bought a pair and liked my $20 glasses 10 times better than my $300 glasses.
Because at first you're like, well, no, my eyes, I need to spend money.
Right. No,
you know, because they're important, but then you realize you're like, no, it's fine.
I totally get that because that was my attitude. Like, you know what? We can get cheap in a lot of places, but, you know, your body.
It's where you don't cut back.
We should really be thinking about how we spend the money. These are cool because they are like, they basically are a pair of sunglasses frames.
Mm-hmm.
At least that's what it feels like. They are unbelievably lightweight.
Oh, good.
Like, shockingly lightweight.
I love the sides of them.
And they...
A little pop of red on the sides.
Yeah, and they just, I don't know. They're so light that they're almost annoying on my face. I'm going to have to get used to it because they just sit there and you... It's like you know they're there, but you don't know they're there, and I keep pushing them back up on my face, even though they're not falling off.
Yeah, it's just out of habit.
I just feel like they're going to fall off because they don't fit really tight the way my other ones did. And then, yeah, I got another pair. They're heavier and much more red than this.
Did you not like them? Or?
Oh, no.
You're just rotating?
Well, yeah, the idea was is that I could wear a different pair of glasses whenever I wanted to, and so I just thought today I was going to go with this pair.
A good choice.
Because they're a lot lighter than the other pair. And, you know, it's a heavy burden to be in here anyway.
You don't need to add that with your glasses.
I didn't need to weigh my front of my face down anymore on a Friday. You know
what
I'm saying?
You're right. Save that for Monday.
Yeah, but dude, I'm telling you, like, man, I could just keep buying glasses.
Now you got choices.
I've got so many options to accessorize with my many, many outfits. So
you are wearing red with your red glasses.
Didn't even mean to do that.
I think mostly your clothes are either black or red, so it's a good choice.
I've got some blue.
The Riot with Obadiah.
I'm a grown man going to a comic book movie at midnight.
The Riot with Nikki.
It's a very Brenda. She's coming.
The Riot on Radio U.
You woke up this morning like, man, I don't know what I'm going to do this weekend. Our friend's canceled. Obadiah's not performing at the inauguration. There's nothing.
Everything good is gone with that.
Yeah, you know what I forgot until right now is that Voltron Legendary Defender Season 2 totally hit Netflix at 3 a.m. Eastern this morning.
Well, now your weekend is busy.
Well, hello.
How many episodes do we get?
I think you get 10.
And is this another season?
Yeah.
And they've had it on there for a while?
Yeah, here's the thing that I'm a little embarrassed to admit, kind of turn in my nerd card kind of thing. I still got 4 episodes left in the first season.
Oh, you got a lot of catching up to do.
Yeah, I kind of forgot. I don't know why I stopped. It wasn't because it wasn't good. I think I just am lazy. Actually, if you want to know something, it's not just TV. I have a problem finishing things in my life. I start a lot of
things. This goes deep, okay?
It really does. But finishing things, following through, these are things that I'm not good at. I get excited at the beginning.
And then it just wavers.
I'm very excited. But then you get 6 episodes into a 10-episode season, and the episodes are, what, 20 minutes each? And it's just too much.
Yeah, that includes TV, movies, books.
Okay.
We have some books that are left.
Yeah, I got some that are still on the table. So, yeah, that's where I'm at. So there's that. I also see a couple of things that popped up today. The 2011 The Three Musketeers remake.
They did one?
They did. It didn't do really well. It's starring What's-Her-Face from the Resident Evil movies. Mila Jovovich.
Oh, okay.
She's in that. And it's directed by the guy who directed a bunch of those Resident Evil movies.
Isn't that her husband?
And they are married.
Yes,
so
well,
they just make the movies together.
That would probably be nice.
Mm-hmm. And then there's this movie. See if this sounds like you, Nikki. The Last Knights. They can't bring back their beloved leader, but they can cover the ground with the blood of his enemies.
Oh, it just sounds wonderful.
Does that sound like you?
Oh, I love that. It sounds very light.
It's got Morgan Freeman and that one guy in it.
Clive Owen.
Yeah, see, the one guy.
Mm-hmm.
Clive. So that's
also a choice.
Oh, you know what else? Is this out today? Frontier? That movie with the guy, or that series with the guy from Game of Thrones?
Oh, the one that looked like...
And he's Aquaman now.
Oh. Yes, the...
I don't know.
I was trying to think it all through. Jason...
Momoa
or something like that. And
yeah,
it's the one that looks like the Leonardo DiCaprio movie.
It really does.
Mixed
the Remnant.
It looks like a TV version of that mixed with a few other stories.
Let me give it to you. In 18th century North America, ruthless trappers and entrepreneurs fight to wrest control of the fur trade from the mighty Hudson's Bay Company.
Sure.
Boy, when you hear that,
the synopsis,
it doesn't sound quite as interesting, does it?
Well, they're pushing it a lot, so.
I love, hey, do you guys watch Fur Trappers of North America?
That sounds like an A&E reality show. Alaskan Fur Trappers.
Exactly. Yeah, it's on right after Hell Truckers
and
whatever
the gold rush. And it's like ice truckers.
Totally. Totally. I'm not interested in that.
All right. We'll pass on that, too.
Boy, you know what? Anybody else want to talk about something that's new and then how much you think you're going to hate it? Yay.
That's why you don't finish things, okay? You talk yourself right on out of it.
You guys don't like anything, do you?
Let's take all of the most mind-numbing things the Riot has ever said and play them again.
It's a stupid idea, but I love it.
It's the Riot on Radio U.
I just want to say that opening up Netflix to confirm that the Voltron show was on there before we talked about it, I got to close it now.
It's like, all you do, like, well, yeah, I'll put that in my queue. We've just added so much stuff to our queue. We're never going to watch it.
I know we've been sitting here so optimistically adding things to our Netflix queues. Like, oh, I loved that movie. I'll take 2 hours and watch it again.
So I'm not optimistic on will we watch this stuff, but that was a fun 5 minutes.
It's not going to happen. It actually was a lot of fun, and I kind of painfully closed that out. It was too bad. Hey, we were talking Call of Duty a bunch a couple minutes ago versus exercise versus whatever. I will tell you that coming up probably sometime in the next hour, we're going to do a Riot Control on Call of Duty Modern Warfare Remastered. That's what I have been spending my last week with. And boy, I'll tell you this much. I've been having fun.
But that's not the official review.
No.
That's coming soon.
We'll be way more in depth and sounding important and all that kind of stuff. So while all that is going on, meanwhile in Canada, our friends up north once again are hogging the good stuff. It was on this very show last week or maybe earlier this week. We lose track of time. These walls look the same every day. We found out that the cookie dough, no, not cookie dough, the Oreo cookie Cadbury egg.
The Oreo Cadbury cream egg.
Are you sure that's it?
Yeah, there's no cookie.
There's cookie in there?
Well, okay, yeah, you're right, but I don't think they put that in the title. We don't say, hey, do you want an Oreo cookie? We just say, hey, do you want an Oreo?
Some people do.
It's just unnecessary.
Not people that are our friends. Our friends don't talk like that.
It's just unnecessary. It is a cookie already.
Okay. All right. All right. Okay. So we found out it's in Canada, but they say we're getting it in the United States in February.
Yeah, we're supposed to.
Okay. Well, guess what they've got that we're not getting? Chunky cookie dough Kit Kat.
Oh, that sounds amazing. I love cookie dough. I love Kit Kats.
We're going to war. We are invading Canada. Because they are keeping the good stuff.
What are they doing? Wait, I'm looking that up. Chunky.
Wait until you say, here, I'll send you a link right now.
Chunky Kit Kat or Chunky Cookie Dough Kit Kats.
You just wait till you see that. The Kit Kat cookie dough.
Oh, that looks so good.
Tell me about it.
That looks amazing.
I know, Canada
remember
only.
Remember earlier we also talked about the fact that you probably don't think we like anything. We do, and that's it right there.
There it is.
Oh, my gosh. I'm not going to Canada anytime soon.
You know what? We need to make plans to just go.
That would be fun.
I think, I don't know how many hours it would take for us to drive there, but it's doable.
Yeah, it's not long.
We could do it. So let's go get that Kit Kat.
Everybody else who crosses the border a lot of times are like, they're assuming you're coming for liquor or poutine. And us, it's like, no, we just want the cookie dough Kit Kat.
What's the legal drinking age here again?
Because I just want this Kit Kat.
It's like, you're here to drink, son? Well, no.
No, not really.
Do you guys have the Kit Kats?
Which one? The cookie dough ones?
We don't have those in America.
Those look so, so good.
Look
at the peanut butter one, too. The chocolate or the Kit Kat chunky peanut butter.
What am I missing?
If you look at the picture.
Oh, there it is. It's underneath the cookie. Okay.
It's in the back.
I'd so eat that. I would so eat that.
Yes.
It's a layer of cookie dough on top of some wafers. So it's like standard Kit Kat, but then they've got this on top.
It did say that it was available on Amazon for around $24 for a bar, but those are not available anymore.
Man, that is some price gouging right there.
That is, but it looks delicious.
Okay, look on its Amazon page. This is just somebody selling it. It says suitable for vegetarians.
It is.
It's healthy.
It is. That's good stuff.
That's a healthy option. There's no meat in the cookie dough.
I don't know. Riot Canada listeners, can you again throw one over the border for us?
We need chunky cookie dough, the chunky peanut butter. Those are Kit Kats. And then we need some of the Oreo Cadbury cream eggs.
Yeah, the Oreo eggs.
The only thing that we have to be careful about, and I'll just warn you about this now, Nikki, is that in Canada, I believe they don't use high fructose corn syrup in their candy bars.
No, they use sugar.
Because the last time I went to Canada, I was really hungry. I was about, I'd say about an hour away from where I was going. And I thought, well, instead of eating like a meal, I'm just going to get a snack. Stopped at their gas stations in Canada, which I'm sorry are the worst. They have like nothing. And I picked up a bag of peanut M&Ms.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, I'll be fine. And I ate those and I was like, oh, I'm so sick.
You get so jittery and so sick to your stomach because it's just different.
Completely unprepared.
Because we would be expecting to eat the whole bag.
Yeah.
But because that's what we normally do.
I was hungry.
But because the sugar's different, yeah. When you eat the whole bag, it hits you.
I'll take that risk.
Oh, these are so good looking.
Come on, we got to have a friend in Canada. Help a poor American out.
All right, so the Kit Kat Chunky Cookie Dough Candy Bars.
And I want the chunky peanut butter, and I want the Oreo Cadbury Cream Egg.
Anything else?
Some poutine.
Can't mail poutine.
Let's just go to Canada already.
The Riot with Nikki.
Want to pet my dog? He lives at my house.
The Riot with Obadiah.
How come you're so fat?
The Riot on Radio U.
Let's talk about what things are worth. Like, you know, stuff. When you go buy something, how do you know what it's worth? Somebody tells you how many dollars
they feel it is worth.
And that's how you end up paying for it. Sometimes you end up Best Buy. Like, excuse me, I believe this is too much. I'll give you fewer dollars. Then you begin arguing over what something's worth. Anything. It's all about comparison, right? Like, how much is Nikki worth? Well, compared to Obadiah, she seems to be worth a lot.
Some might say priceless.
All right. Compared to... No matter who you compare to anybody else.
She's
going to be worth a lot. But, you know, we find value in things, in relationships. We know we're worth something because our boyfriend says that we are. We know we're worth something because our girlfriend says we are. We know we're worth something because I designed that building. I built that building. I bought that building. Whatever the heck it is, we always find what we're worth in relation to something else. Here's the problem. That's wrong. You're doing it wrong. Well, great. Tell me then, genius. How am I supposed to do it? You're super valuable because you're a human being. And if you keep waiting for someone else to come along and tell you that you're valuable, pretty soon you'll do anything as long as they'll tell you that you're valuable. You'll keep going out there and building buildings and buying buildings or buying stuff or telling people, I'm worth something because look at the car I drive or look how much money I make. And you know what? It's way screwed up because none of that defines what you're worth. And if you let those things define what you're worth, what you're going to end up doing is doing whatever they want. As long as they'll make you feel like you're worth something. There's emptiness in it. You are worth something because God made you. That's it. As a human being, God made you. God loves you, and you are beyond value. You're beyond price. Now, there are going to be people that don't recognize what you're worth, but does that mean that you're not worth something? No, it means they're stupid. That's all that means. As a person, you have ultimate value. And I want you to know something. There's only one person in your life that really, truly knows what you're worth. You might find a couple of family members along the way that have got a pretty good idea, but ultimately, God knows what you're worth. He made you. He loves you. And he's tired of you settling for a bunch of nonsense giving you value when he has given you ultimate value. You're worth something. Stop walking around letting other things or people make you feel like you're worth a little less. Or completely worthless. Say, Jesus, I want you in my life. I want you to fill me with your spirit. I feel like I'm not really worth a lot, but I think I am. Could you show me what that's all about? He will.
We save the worst of the ride for those special times.
Well, when you take your naps or you come in late or don't come in at all.
Radio U.
So you got to go pick up your kid at daycare, right? So you go... You get in the line, and they won't send the kid out. So you go in to get the kid. See, there's a little matter of custody. Grandma has custody. Kid's not supposed to come with you. You know, so you're there to talk it out with the people and say, no.
At school?
I'm here to pick them up from from daycare, school, whatever, after school care, whatever, and things are not going very well in this discussion. And that's when you do, I think, what most reasonable people do when discussions are not going well. And that is you take your machete out and you put it on the desk.
Who carries a machete around?
Just like, hey, guys.
Is this a guy or a girl?
It's a girl.
It's a girl? Are you putting that in your purse or what are you doing?
Well, what I was thinking is maybe like a leg strap.
Oh, maybe.
Do you think?
You know, some people carry guns and like you just don't know. You could be carrying a machete and I wouldn't know.
Wait a minute. Didn't Michonne or whatever in The Walking Dead, didn't she have a machete or was that a sword?
I don't know. I don't know when a machete becomes a sword. I don't know.
I'm just saying that maybe this is one of those cases where you're like, well, you know what?
A fan of the show?
If I bust this out, that might really, whatever. So they ended up, of course, calling the sheriff. And the sheriff ended up picking her up on I-95. This is in Florida. But this is just one of those things where I go back to it as the kid, man, for real, like, it's always going to be like that time your mom came to school. Oh, your mom was the one that had the machete.
None of us can ever say that.
You're not going to live that down? That's going to stay forever. That makes that time your mom yelled at your teacher or sent that embarrassing note or, I mean, even worse, gave you a hug in front of everybody.
Came to pick you
Remember
up.
Remember how terrible that was? She's like, hi, sweetie, and hugged you. And you were like, I want to die. But at least it wasn't that time. You're like, oh.
I don't know. If you were young enough and you got to see a machete at school,
be sweet?
Maybe the kids would think that'd be amazing.
It's kind of like how that...
They wouldn't understand the dangerous part of it or like, why are they fighting? But it's like, oh, a sword!
Dude, your mom has
awesome.
A sword.
That is sweet. So maybe...
My mom never has a sword.
Yeah, you'd be actually popular from it.
So you're saying I've got a completely wrong
it's
read
reverse.
On this. It's the other way.
It's reverse.
If your mom showed up with a machete, people would be like,
look, that's
dude,
amazing.
That is awesome.
If you were young enough, you'd love to see a machete.
See, you know what? I would actually say to you that is a bell curve, all right? I think that if you were young enough, it would be really awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Then I think maybe through some junior high years, it might not be that great. But then as you started creeping towards the end of high school, it might also be like...
Might swing back around.
Dude, your mom freaking had a machete. Better do what she says.
I was mostly always just embarrassed, or I still get embarrassed, if there's more, the attention is too much on me. So I wouldn't have mind the machete part on that side, but just then everybody now looking at like, hey, what's your mom doing? She's losing it.
So if you were standing by your mom, you'd be upset, but from the crowd, you'd be fine?
Yeah, like if people didn't realize that was your mom, like, this is amazing. It's like, there's a sword.
Yeah. So, I mean, it just makes you wonder, like, is that the next step in spending time, like, in retail? You know, you're at customer service, things aren't going well, you put your machete out on the table, and you're like, I'd like to cut through the crap.
Slam it, you'd be like, slam it on the table.
Now.
Okay, that line would be amazing.
I don't have my receipt.
But I want you to take this back.
And don't give me the sale price, I want full retail value.
Okay, wait, you can't just carry a machete around, though, right? You can't bring one of those in the mall.
I don't know.
You're not supposed to have weapons.
You know, that's got to be like a locality thing.
Depends.
You take your machete and like, well, it said no firearms, but it didn't say anything about machetes.
No one was specific. Now I know, right. And I'll apologize.
And I'm sure that daycare is stenciling that on the door even as we speak.
It's like,
no guns, no this, no machetes.
You have to spell everything out nowadays.
Absolutely.
Everything. But I didn't know if like you were just allowed to or if you had to have a permit.
Was I not supposed to bring my machete to school?
That's my bad.
I gotta be honest with you. Nobody talked to me about that.
Mm-mm-mm.
I did not know that. So
well, we all learned.
All right. Well, you know what? Maybe your mom is super cool.
The Riot has a problem with authority.
It's a little rule. Maybe you're not familiar with it. Nobody tells me what to do ever.
So yesterday, two trailers hit for March movies that have my attention. First, there's the Logan trailer that hit. Did you see it, Nikki?
I have not watched all of it yet. I am sorry.
It's 2 minutes and 20 seconds.
I got through like the first 30 seconds and then I left for work this morning. So I was.
Oh, I see how it is. Everybody see how she's like, so if you wanted me to be here.
So if you didn't want me to be late, I didn't have a chance.
You just had to turn it into that.
And then I've been busy, but I'll watch it here when we're done.
Yeah, we've been busy filling our Netflix queue and, you know, things like that. So, dude, it looks pretty good.
Good?
Yeah, it's
I
just
I still haven't watched the last one, though, which I know you said was good, too. I'm not bringing my A game when it comes to Wolverine. I'm not even in the game.
Hang on a second.
Just keep sighing at me.
One more.
I feel like we're at the doctor's office and you're doing the breathing thing with the
lungs are clear.
You're good.
I think it's fine.
I feel like you're perfectly fine.
Sorry. That was involventary. Just came
just
back.
Just a bonus one.
Just came back. It looks really good. It appears to be there are several, what at least to me, maybe my untrained eye, several storylines that are overlapping there. It looks like you've got X-23, Wolverine clone.
Yeah.
Little girl. Then it looks like you may also have, it's kind of that old man Logan storyline. Then you also had, and this is the most fascinating part, in the movie, Wolverine is holding some X-Men comics. And that was just like, whoa, wait, guys, wait. So is the idea like, does this movie happen in their movie universe? Or is this going to be like, yeah, they made movies about us, but this is what really happened? Like, what?
Which way will that go?
It got meta, Nikki. And it made me like, what? Now, the other thing yesterday, that was very well received. All the internet nerds are like, it looks so good. A little more divisive. But something I'm still excited about in March.
Oh, I saw you tweet about it.
Oh, yeah.
Power Rangers?
Yeah, Power Rangers.
Is this the one? Is it Bryan Cranston who's in it?
Yeah, he is. Come on.
Don't say, yeah, he is. Like, we all know and it's good.
Everybody, whatever. Like, he's going to be bringing his Emmy award-winning meth-making actor skill thing.
To Power Rangers.
Heck yeah, dude. He's Zordon.
And you liked the trailer?
I did. I was like, yeah, this looks kind of cool. I thought the first trailer was better. The first trailer made it look like it was skewing a little older. The second trailer made it look like, nah, we still got plenty of cheese in here.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I'm completely on board for that. It's morphin' time, Nikki.
I just want to know who they're going after. Are they going
I
after?
I don't think they know who they're going after.
Is Power Ranger still on?
Oh, yeah. It's never gone off.
It's never gone off.
They have different kinds of Rangers, so... It's galaxy this, car that, whatever.
Do you know if this is more of a nod to the original Rangers or more of a everybody who's been along the Ranger train?
No. Well, it's one of those things where, you know, Nikki, you always have the same colors for the Rangers. They always have Zords. They always have whatever. So,
sword?
Oh, are we going to have this talk again?
It's a sword or a Zord.
A Zord, it's their robots. It's not a sword.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? Here's the exciting thing, though, is that this is going to be an opportunity. Here's what I think they're doing. This is something where, like, fans can get in, but people who have never really been a part of it, this will be a great jumping off place for them.
Into Power Rangers?
That's you, friend. Yeah. So.
Let me go watch the Logan trailer first. I'll get with that one. And then if I have time, I'll take a look-see at the Power Rangers one.
Oh, Nikki, I feel like it's for you. It's got girls in it.
I hate when you say that. I hate it. The girl in me really hates that. That's what you bring it down to.
Yeah, and I'm here to say things.
Is a pink ranger?
There's a pink and a yellow.
Oh, okay.
And just to be clear,
like yellow.
You like yellow? Look at your hair.
It's not yellow. I don't like you. Fine.
Knowing the wrong thing to say at the right time. That's what I do.
You're hearing it for the first time, and it sounds terrible. It's the worst of the riot on Radio U. Radio U.
We are controlling transmission.
Riot control.
So I, for the last week, have been playing Call of Duty Modern Warfare Remastered. It's kind of a cheat for me to talk about it because you can't buy it separately. You actually have to buy the Call of Duty Infinite Warfare Legacy Edition.
And then expand up to it?
And then that comes with it.
Okay.
So that, if you bought that all brand new, it was like $80. I bought it on Black Friday for $45 or $50. And for me, it's been totally worth it. I played through Infinite Warfare twice. And so I went on to Modern Warfare over the weekend and just played through the campaign, a couple rounds of multiplayer, but I suck at Call of Duty multiplayer, so I didn't spend a ton of time with it. What they've done is they've taken this game from 2007 and they've rebuilt it in the brand new Infinite Warfare engine, or at least maybe that's not new, but the same engine. And It looks fantastic. I like fired up old Call of Duty and then compared it to this. There's no comparison. Like, it just looks so, so good. Where you start to realize it's an old game is really the way it plays. Modern Warfare Remastered is almost quaint. It feels small. In most of the modern Call of Duties, it's like, look, you're not fighting for the country or the world. You're fighting for the universe.
And this very big.
Yeah, this Call of Duty is like, well, there was an attack and we want to save this part of the United States. So it feels small. That actually feels kind of nice. After a while, it's like that Logan trailer. Is he saving the world? No, just one little girl. Oh, man, that's better. Something we can identify with. Sometimes it just gets to be too big. Well, Modern Warfare Remastered feels a little small, but it plays so differently than other Call of Duties, mostly because you have to keep moving forward constantly. If you sit in one place, a lot of games these days, it's a shooting gallery. You go up, you wait in one place, find good cover, clear out an area, and then move forward. This game has infinite spawn. So what happens if you stay in one place? They'll just keep sending guys out after you. So you've got to keep moving. As a result, now remember, this is not real. I abhor actual violence, but in this fake violent world, I think I killed about 1 billion people.
And that's like, okay.
It's just like, you take out that guy that was hiding behind the thing up on the roof, and then you'd be like, oh man, they just put another guy there. Dang it. So you have to keep moving forward. And Call of Duty is about, in this, you know what? We don't have to get into it. It's about lanes, finding the correct lane, moving around. But you know what? I had so much fun with it. I'm guilty of the fact that I played it on the PC. I've been playing it in 4K on that new big TV.
He's just been having the best.
I've been having so much fun. And you know what? It's totally worth it. Like I said, Modern Warfare Remastered is only available through that Infinite Warfare bundle right now. But everybody seems to think that coming up in the next couple of months, they're going to break it out and sell it separately. And I will say, if you like Call of Duty campaigns, which is how I really like to play, it was totally worth it. I had so much fun with it. Like I said, it's small. And when it was done, I was like, dude, where's Modern Warfare 2 Remastered? I hope that's what they do this fall. I hope they're remastering another classic game and that they're going to put it out, because I had a great time with Infinite Warfare and Modern Warfare Remastered.
So if you was not planning it, Obi wants it, so
yeah,
there's an audience now.
I spent, admittedly, I $45, two Call of Duties, it was worth it to me. $80, not so much, but you just wait for the sale. And it was worth it.
In order to build muscle, you need protein. Protein is in eggs. Eggs are in cupcakes. You need cupcakes. It's the Riot.
Nikki, when's the last time you sold something on eBay?
Actually, Eric is selling something on eBay.
How's that going?
eBay's just...
Could you be a little more honest with me about your feelings?
Could I elaborate? I don't know. I feel like eBay takes so much out of if you want to sell anything.
Oh, yeah.
So I personally haven't sold anything in quite some time. I just always switched to Craigslist. And then when I was tired of being berated for a lower price on Craigslist, I moved to Facebook.
Okay.
And that's gone fine.
I cannot find the Facebook Marketplace.
The Facebook Marketplace?
Why can't I find it?
It's on the, well, depending on...
Okay, can I get to it through the web, or do I have to get to it through my phone?
Well, I get to it on my phone. It's just the middle of the bottom of the app, but I'm sure it's somewhere on the page.
But I, of course, have an Android phone, so... I don't have, like, you have buttons at the bottom. I don't have any
of
that.
You have it on top. It's in the middle on the top.
there it is!
Ta-da! There it is.
Shut your mouth.
Okay. Well, that will lead to a quiet morning, but...
You know what I mean. You know what I mean. Okay, all right. Okay, all right. Well, maybe I'll give this a shot then.
Yeah, I saw my old phone on it, and that went just fine.
Well,
I felt it was a little bit less stressful than Craigslist.
There are some disturbing things.
People sell some weird stuff. Like, I know you could sell it, but, like, you don't have to sell, like, that.
I'm going to be straight with you right now. I'm not buying your underwear.
Things that maybe are a little bit more personable that if you did not need any more, you'd either throw out or donate.
Yeah.
But some people are just trying to sell anything and everything.
All right. Well, you know what? Cool. I'll give this a shot. See how it goes. Maybe it will go good with me.
Okay.
Now, here's my question, though.
Yes.
Like, if I post this in the marketplace, does it show up in my Facebook feed?
No.
Completely separate?
You can have it separate or just share it on your Facebook page.
Okay.
So you can show it there.
Okay. All right. Well, because I don't necessarily want it to be like, hey, no, all my friends, I'm selling this. Like,
they don't need to see every time you sell something, no.
Right.
They don't have to see every posting.
Hmm. Okay. Now, Nikki, I don't want you checking because it may be something that you got me.
That you're selling on Facebook.
I just don't want you to know about
That's
it.
That's fine. I won't look at your marketplace thing.
You promise?
Thanks for the heads up. I don't want to be hurt.
Well, you know what, Nikki? I don't want to hurt you.
That's fine.
So it's like, I don't
care anyways. Which is what you say when you're hurt.
That's what you say
when
it
really
hurts.
It's totally what you do.
I don't care. You suck.
I'm just fine.
I'm fine. I feel great.
I don't have a problem with it.
All right. Well, I'll give this a shot. I almost eBayed.
Something?
But Nikki saved me.
Well, you're welcome. I saved you from all those fees.
Yeah. Thanks, Nikki. That's some real friendship.
You're very welcome. Fist bump.
BFFs. Right here.
We were so concerned that your day wouldn't have any Nikki in it that we went to the enormous cost and great effort to assemble this Worst of the Riot moment.
Nikki and I are always looking for that next career step. And I have told Nikki multiple times, I feel like over the last several months, that the answer...
Which doesn't mean you're trying to get rid of me.
I'm looking out for your well-being.
Or does it?
I'm looking out for you. You always try to put this in some selfish light on my part, but in reality...
Oh, this is just you helping out.
I just want to see you happy, that's
sure.
all.
Sure, what do you got?
That's all I want to see. Well, I've talked to Nikki about being a goat farmer, and she continues to push back. Okay, despite the fact that you
I'm
can
still
get
saying no on that one.
Little goats that are cute. And
yes.
I see these women that left high power, big paying jobs, and they went off to be goat farmers, and they say that despite the fact that their salary has come down to about a third of what it used to be, the happiness makes up for it.
Sure.
Well, how about this, Nikki? In Kenya, there's a booming business right now.
What is it?
Snake farms.
Ooh.
Where people are growing snakes.
For what? Bags or?
I guess you sell them.
Yeah.
You know, the funny thing is they don't actually say what they do with them.
I don't think they want to highlight that part.
There's a big, they say that there's a really big, what do you call it? Like tourist industry where people come out to see the snakes.
Yeah.
At the snake farm.
So probably a lot like going to see the alligators in Florida.
So there are 42 snake farms in Kenya right now with 21 more that are currently awaiting their licensure. But they say that the majority of the money comes from tourism. People apparently just really like it.
Snake farms.
Guess what else they like, though?
What do they like?
People in Europe and North America love to buy them snakes. So they sell them to pet shops and zoos in North America. Snakes are also sold for venom harvesting.
All right, push past that. That's fine.
Yep. So...
Well, then maybe I should be a buyer in snakes, not someone who does the farm work.
So you want to be the
I bet you
the
there's more
woman?
Money and power in a snake saleswoman.
You think so?
Salesperson.
But Nikki, remember, the part of the idea here is that you want to get back to nature and reconnect with God's creatures.
I'd rather be a goat farmer than a snake farmer.
Oh, you would?
Yeah.
You sure?
I would form attachments and I would know where these snakes are going. And it's no good. But if I was a goat person, like a goat farmer, I don't think they're going to go die at the end.
Yeah, I mean, there are some risks involved. Like, for example, this one farm, they specialize in cobras. And they had a guy, he did lose both his legs a couple years ago. Thing was, he got bit, okay? And they had the anti-venom, but they didn't get it to him fast enough. So they had to take him down to the hospital cut his legs off before the poison spread to the rest of his body.
I'm not doing that. All right, well, I'm out.
I mean, you know, Nikki, the other side is those goats might take a nibble.
There's risks in every job.
Them baby goats might on your finger.
That's cute. The other is scary. I don't want any of these. Can you find something else I'd actually enjoy? Please?
You know what? Okay. First off, I give you a job with a comfy chair where snacks are readily available and you can just tell the world what you're thinking. Okay? We don't want that. Then I tell you that I'm going to take you to a beautiful countryside where some small baby animals are just going to be looking to you like you're their mommy and you're just going to hang out with them and you're an animal lover, mm-hmm. So that appeals to you.
Yes.
No. So I say, okay, I'll take you to the exotic land of Kenya where you can go. And first off, let's just talk about your hair will be a huge draw there. People will be so excited about it. Then we put you in charge of the snake farms, which are already a huge draw.
Yeah.
You become a spokeswoman, local celebrity, snake person. You don't want that.
I don't want that. Think beach. I want something around the beach.
Okay, you could be a beach farmer.
Yes, I'm a person who just rakes the beach.
You export beaches.
I can send you sand, like for the people that mail snow.
And you can sell it in a little bottle.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
Okay, let's keep going with that one.
You're going to have to take a 99% reduction in salary. It'll be a little harder than the goat farming, I'll be honest.
I'm going to have to catch my own meals in the ocean.
The Riot knows that laziness isn't easy. Avoiding work is work. The Riot on Radio U.
All right, Nikki, time to talk about the Oreo egg. Let's get focused.
So we've mentioned it a few times, the Cadbury supposedly cream egg Oreo
but it's an
edition.
Oreo cream egg, yeah.
And that's available in the UK and Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And supposedly it'll be available in the United States in February.
Now, late last week, early this week, I don't know, we said that it was not coming to the United States.
Well, you had seen reports, but then others said that someone from Oreo had confirmed it.
Well, guess what? We were both right.
Okay.
On that front, the Cadbury Oreo cream egg is not coming to the United States. But Oreo is going to be making an Oreo egg in the United States.
So it won't have anything to do with Cadbury?
It will not have the Cadbury chocolate, which, believe it or not, really does add a signature flavor to the Cadbury cream egg. The chocolate has a very distinctive flavor, and the cream inside will not be Oreo cream?
So it'll just be Oreo stuff.
No, excuse me, it will not be Cadbury cream, it will just be Oreo stuff.
Oh.
Which
all right,
means
well,
now we really need someone to send us Cadbury Oreo eggs.
Because we're never going to try it.
Well, and we want to compare them. When the Oreo eggs come to the United States, you got to know like how different.
So this Oreo egg is not in Canada.
In no way affiliated with Cadbury and will not be the same product that is sold in Canada.
The packaging, it looks like for the Oreo
almost
egg,
identical.
Will have little spoons to scoop out the whipped Oreo mixture from inside the chocolate egg.
Yeah.
Now, and that's mid-February.
And I mean, I'll tell you, that's probably still pretty good.
I'm still okay with this. Actually, a little bit better. I never liked Cadbury cream eggs.
Oh,
I know. I just don't. But I like Oreos. This should be good.
I love Oreos.
And you get a tiny spoon.
Fantastic. Well,
that's worth it right there.
I just feel like we needed to clear up that controversy because I know that I have been watching the hot sheets every single day trying to get the details on these eggs.
There's been so many rumors.
Because the thing is, like, I'm on this whole weight loss thing where I'm supposed to have several eggs a day. And so I've been trying to find an egg that was a little more appealing than a chicken egg.
You wanted a dessert egg.
Right. And so when I started with the Cadbury eggs, they're not even available. I haven't been able to find them anywhere. So to know that next month I'm going to be able to swap out these farm fresh, I don't know, eggs for a nice Oreo egg, I'm excited about
cage free eggs. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it won't even, like, I don't even think you have to cook these, which is fantastic.
So the Oreo egg is what's coming out, not the Cadbury Oreo one, but the Oreo egg. And that is next month. And it's going to have a whipped Oreo mixture inside. And it comes with a little spoon.
Fantastic. Sign us up. Actually, you won't need to. Nikki and I will be at the store while they open the boxes.
Waiting for that.
Yes.
We're here for the eggs.
You know what? We'll just take the case. You guys have a price for just a case?
A dozen.
A morning without the riot.
It sounds crazy, doesn't it?
You couldn't handle it. Radio U.
Here's where we find ourselves. Nintendo has, let's not say officially announced, but in an interview with Polygon, which is an online gaming website, they have said that The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild will be the last Wii U game that Nintendo makes.
For one moment, I thought you were going to say the last Zelda game.
No, never. They'll never.
It's been a while, right?
Oh, 6 years, 7 years?
I feel like it was a really long time.
What was they had Zelda Skyward Sword, but there has been no Zelda game for the Wii U. This was the one that, it was supposed to be the one. So,
but now they're focusing on the Switch.
Right.
So no more Zelda for the Wii.
No more games.
No more games.
For the Wii U. They say this is the last. You might see a third-party game, which I don't even know if the Wii U has those. That's an insult slash joke.
but honest question, though.
No, but it's real. Like, sure. There are so few third-party games on the Wii U, and so this will be the last one. The thing for me is that I have a pre-order in for a Nintendo Switch, and I am just about to cancel it. The launch lineup for the Switch is not very good.
To where you could easily just wait till the end of the year.
Yeah.
Maybe grab it after a price cut or something or on sale.
Yeah.
And then have stuff to play on it.
The big draw to the Nintendo Switch is Breath of the Wild. And of course, it's going to play better on the Switch than it does on the Wii U. But how much better? And
it's not till later this year, though.
What do you mean?
I thought that one was coming out in the fall.
No. Zelda is a...
Oh, that is the launch
one. It's Mario that's going to be out in the fall.
Oh, Mario's way. Okay.
So there are three or four launch games for the Switch, and then there are a couple of games in March, one in the summer, some in the fall. Like, the launch lineup does not look very good.
It's a little thin.
Yeah. And so with that in mind, they've just announced, too, that the Switch will not support video streaming apps when it launches. So you can't watch Netflix or whatever on it.
Excuse me, what? I think that's a big mistake.
Well, it just seems crazy.
Yeah, because if you're bringing it around because they want to highlight the portability part of it.
Right.
I don't want to play games all the time. I'd rather, use it as another screen for Netflix or something.
It's an odd... The more I look at it, the odder it seems. It is a great draw. If you didn't get a Wii U, and the numbers say that lots of people didn't, like, the Switch becomes that thing you buy that lets you play the new Zelda game, and all of a sudden, that looks pretty good.
And you have a long commute, and they think you're going to play with your friends.
Right.
This might be for you.
It might be. But then if you have somebody like me who has a Wii U, and... You know, the Switch all of a sudden becomes maybe not as interesting because I could play this game on the Wii U and that would be enough, which would be, $50 or $60 versus what will be at least $360 to buy the Switch and buy the new Zelda game. So looks like this will be the last hurrah for the Wii U, but, I should probably cancel that pre-order. I
still got another... You have a little bit of time.
Got a little time to think it out.
You have some time to go back and forth on it.
Yeah, but man, it's not looking... I don't know.
Thanks for listening to the Worst of the Riot podcast.
Oh no! I missed it! Do it again!
You can hear us live every day on the Radio U Network through the Radio U app or at riot.radiou.com.
You know, relationships are cute when they start, but eventually...
They're on Instagram. It's fine.
You know what? I got to trade up for a younger one.